Hey, here I am again, talking to my phone, talking to whoever's listening. I really enjoyed the warm reception yesterday with my debut, and I don't know, I was feeling a little inspired to put something else out, and I've been working on this script, this story, for a little bit, and I wanted to just post it to see if someone would fill it. But it's actually really long, so I don't know. Well, this is actually only my second test read of it. And I almost posted the first one, except that I didn't actually hit record on my phone. So that was a dry run. I'm just double checking right now. I have my phone on silent because I also got interrupted the last time, right at the end, right at the good part. I'm so sorry about that. Okay, so I don't think anybody's going to bother me. I don't know. Somebody might. It's just my life, but until then, you've got me. So anyway, I'm gonna read my script and I'm going to maybe touch myself, but it's also a lot to multitask with reading and talking and coming. But I think you're gonna like this story anyway. Okay, here we go. I'm not gonna message him. I'm not. I've got rules, okay? Systems in place to keep this feral yearning on a leash. No DMs, no spirals, no waking up in the morning. Like, fuck. Did I actually say that to some guy on the internet? I made this promise to myself, and I have kept it. Even when he moaned like that. The one I keep replaying in my head like a sick little ritual. Low and teasing. Like he growled it into my ear while holding me still, saying, "This is what you came for, isn't it?" Even if he sounds like he'd fuck the mercy right out of me, I'm not gonna do it. Though I'll admit I have memorized the way his voice catches when he's close. That sharp inhale before the bone breaks open, like he didn't mean for it to escape. I think about that part too much. The moment he lets go. That part of him that just stops performing and just feels. And the part of me that never learned how to do that. Oh, God, it wants to cry when I hear it. Fuck. Okay. But if I did message him, just to see. I wouldn't say anything wild. I'd keep it cute. I've been good. So very good, but your voice is not helping. You know, real casual. And if he messaged back, said something soft. But sure, tell me what you need. I wouldn't even know what to say. Not right away. But I've thought about it a lot. If we were in the same place, the same room, the same bed, he'd be calm, focused. He'd tell me to lay back, not touch myself. Not yet. He'd want to see the way I squirm first. I imagine him tracing one finger up my thigh, making me shiver, telling me he wants to feel every part of how I fall apart for him, and that I don't get to come until he says so. Oh, and it'd be good. Well, I'd try to be good. I'd arch just a little. Oh, and he'd smile, I'm sure. Knowing and smug. Oh, he'd slide his hand between my thighs. Oh, part me with two fingers, just enough to feel how soaked I already am. Just enough to tease. And then he'd pull back. He'd make me wait. He'd make me ask. I would. Of course I would. He'd watch me breathe through it, desperate to be good. But that tension would build anyway. Oh, the pressure. The heat. The way his hand would hover. Just to see how much I could take without begging. Then he'd give it to me. Oh God, he'd give it so well. He'd start with those fingers again. Spread me open like he already owns what's inside. Oh, and he'd run them along either side of my clit. Oh, just close enough to make me twitch. Oh, he'd let me settle into it. Get used to that rhythm. Oh, just when I start to breathe again, start to melt into that pressure. He'd slide them in. Oh, deep. Slow. All the way to the knuckle until I'm gasping around him. Oh, not just the stretch, but the weight of it. Oh, God, the way he holds them there. Still, rooted. Like he wants me to feel every inch of what I've been given. Oh, and I did. Oh, clenching around him without meaning to, just, trying to keep him there. And then he'd crawl them, just so. Oh, and I'd lose it. My back arching without permission. Broken little sound slipping out before I can swallow it down. Oh, and he wouldn't say a word. He'd just breathe. Let that tension fill the room while I try to be good. Try not to rock against his palm like the needy little brat I am. But I would. Of course, I would. Just a little. Oh, I need to feel it. That tiny grind. That tilt. That, I know I shouldn't, but maybe if I just... Oh, and then his thumb would find me. Barely touching me. Dragging across my clit like he's blessing me with denial. Oh, God, and I whine. Oh, and try to roll my hips just a little. Oh, but he pinned me down. Palm firm against my thigh. Stay still. That'd be the first thing he says. Oh, it would wreck me. Oh, God. Because his fingers are already fucking me. Oh, like he's studying the way I grip his fingers every time I get close. Oh, and I'd be soaked for him. Oh, I'd be blushing. Straining not to chase it. Oh, not yet. Oh, but he'd hear it. Oh, he'd feel it. He'd smell it. Oh, and he'd taunt me for it. Oh, you've been thinking about this too much, haven't you? Couldn't stop touching yourself. Couldn't stop imagining what these fingers would feel like. And I'd nod. Oh, I'd spread my legs wider just a little. Oh, he'd just smile. That knowing smile, like he enjoys watching me pretend I have any control. Then he'd speed up. Hook his fingers again and again until I'm sobbing into the sheets, clawing for something solid. Oh, my thighs tremble underneath him. Oh, fuck, the pressure would build too fast. Too sharp, too fucking much. Oh, just before I come. Oh, he'd stop. Oh, just like that. Fingers still inside of me, but not moving. Oh, and I'd want to scream. Oh, not out loud. Not really. Oh, it'd probably come out all wrecked. Broken little noise in the back of my throat. Because I was right there, and he felt it. And he stopped anyway. Because he wants me to beg properly. Oh, his fingers stay buried in me. Oh, and I hate him. Oh, God, I hate him so much in that moment for being so fucking good at this. Oh, he can stop me right at the edge and just wait. Oh, no rhythm, no friction. Oh, just pressure. And that slow, brutal ache of a climax that won't fucking come. I try to move. I try to grind down. Try to chase it, do anything. Oh, but his other hand's already at my hip, holding me down. You were close. He says it like it's nothing. Like he didn't just feel me clamp down around his fingers and stop. Anyway. Oh, but I can hear it. That smirk underneath, like he's proud of me. proud of what I've become under his hands. Undone, open, flush, and helpless. Still not getting what I want. I try to clench around his fingers. I try to create anything. Push me back toward that edge. But it's useless. He won't budge. And the worst part, a truly evil part. He moans just once. Low and soft, like controlling me is getting to him. Like my denial is his reward. Oh, and I whimper. 'Cause what the fuck else is there to do? 'Cause I can't take this. But I want to. God. I want to. I want to be good. And earn it. And he knows that. It's written all over me. The open legs. The bitten lip. The wrecked little gasps I'm giving him for free. So I say it. Quiet. Barely audible. Soaked in shame and heat and needing it so bad I could cry. Please. He doesn't move. Not at first. He just tilts his head. Like he didn't hear me. Or he's giving me one chance to correct myself. Louder. I swallow hard, my thighs shaking. Voice caught somewhere between fuck you and use me. It's not that I don't want to say it. Oh, so I know the second I do, he owns me. Say it like you actually want it. And I do. Oh, I do. Oh, please let me come. And he breathes it in like it's oxygen. Like he's been starving for it. And then he moves. Not his hand. Not his fingers still inside me. Him. Oh, he shifts back. Oh, drags his fingers from me. Slow and wet, like he's savoring the sound of it. Oh God, and I gasp, because it's not relief, it's worse. Because then I see him. He leans back on his knees, eyes locked on mine, hand already working a lace band of his pants. Oh, fuck. Oh, his cock springs free. Oh, it's flushed. It's already leaking for me. You wanna come? His voice is ragged, like holding back to something from him too. Then you'll do it watching me. Oh, and I do. Oh, how could I not? Oh, I stare as he wraps his fist around himself, struck walking slow. Oh, he's flushed. His jaw is tight. Oh, his breath is coming shallow and sharp. Oh, he's been holding it in for me. His eyes never leave mine. You think I can't see it? His hand speeds up. That pretty little ache you're trying to hide. Don't move. Oh, fuck, he looks so good like this. Oh, the way his hips roll into his hand. The way his moan starts slipping out in messy, uneven little bursts. Oh, like he's trying to hold it together. Oh, but the image of me. Legs open, cunt dripping, desperate and denied. Oh, it's breaking him. But he's right there, fucking himself to the sight of me. Oh, and it's too much. Oh, my hips twitch. Oh, my thighs are trembling and my pulse is everywhere. Oh, loud in my ears and hot between my legs. Oh, and I know I shouldn't. I know. But I can't help it. Oh, my hand slips down. Just a little. Just one fingertip. Oh, dragging through the wet mess he's made of me. Oh, and then. Oh, what the fuck did I just say? Oh. Cuts through me. I freeze. I'm caught. My fingers are already soaked. My body is one touch away from snapping in half. His strokes slow. Couldn't wait. Couldn't behave. Oh, that tone. Fond, like he expected nothing less. Look at you now, dripping and disobedient. Still thinking you'll get what you want. Oh, then he stands. Oh. Steps towards me with purpose, still stroking himself. Oh, slower now, tighter, like he's punishing his cock for letting me get away with it. Oh, his other hand presses to my thigh, spreading me wider like he owns every inch of the space between my legs. Keep your hands where I can see them. Oh, and I do. Oh, barely. Fists clenched in the sheets. Thighs shaking. Oh, every muscle in my body aching with restraint. Oh, sinks to his knees at the edge of the bed. Oh, right between my legs. Close enough that I can feel the heat of him. Oh, and he doesn't touch me. Not yet. You wanna come just from watching? Oh, his voice, it drops low and firm and laced with control. Oh,
he knows exactly what it does to me. And I'll give you something to watch. Oh, and he strokes himself again. Slow. Oh, intentional. His thumb teasing the tip like he's trying to keep it together. But I can see it. Oh, the tension. Oh, the unraveling. Oh, the way his muscles twitch like he's seconds from losing it. Oh, and I'm just laying there, open, shaking, soaked. Oh, trying not to cry from how fucking badly I want to be touched. Oh, is this what you wanted? Oh, he's breathing hard now. I wanted to see how good I'd fuck you. Oh, he shifts forward, knees parting my thighs like they belong to him. Oh, his cock brushes the inside of my leg. And I choke on my own breath. No touching. Fuck, he doesn't even look at me when he says it. Oh, he's too focused on his hand. Oh, and the slick, filthy sound of it. And the way I'm whimpering now, just from watching. Oh, you're gonna come. Oh, but only when I do. Oh, and I nod. Oh, I can't even speak. I can't breathe. Oh, I can't do anything except stare. Oh, fuck. His hand gets sloppier and rougher. Oh, like the sight of me is shoving him to the edge. Oh, and he's moaning now. Guttural. Snarling little breaths like he's furious. I feel this good without him even touching me. Eyes on me. Oh, no begging, no touching. You want to come? You'll earn it. Oh, and I'm trying. Oh, God, I'm trying. Oh, but he looks so good like this. Oh, the flesh in his chest. Oh, the pulse in his throat. Oh, the way his hips stutter. Oh, and then... Oh, as the rhythm breaks. Oh, his jaw clenches and I know. Oh, fuck, I know he's about to lose it. Fuck it. Oh, it's a growl. A confession. And he's on me. Oh, hands on my thighs dragging me to the edge of the bed. No pretense, no build-up, no fucking mercy. Oh, God. His cock presses against me. Oh, thick. Hot, relentless. Oh, I sob. You wanna come? You wanna be a little brat and still get everything you begged for? Oh, and I nod, frantic. Then take it. And he pushes into me. Oh, and one sharp, hungry stroke. Oh, my cunt takes it. It takes him. he's the one being fucked. Oh, my back arches. Cry punches out of my lungs. Oh, because fuck, he feels so good. Oh, and he doesn't stop. Oh, he fucks me like he's starving. Oh, like my body's the only thing that could possibly satisfy him. Like he's been waiting for this every single night I didn't message him. Oh, look at you. Trying so hard to take it. Still so fucking wet. So fucking tight. Are you gonna come for me? Me harder. Oh, he fucks me like that question wasn't rhetorical, like my answer was supposed to be yes. But it isn't. I don't give in. Not yet. Because I feel it. His cock twitching, his pace faltering. He's close. So close. And I want him to know why. So I smirk. Oh, and I roll my hips just a little, just enough to tempt him, and I whisper, no. Oh, and he growls, and he grabs my wrists, pinning them above my head like it'll make me obedient. Say it, say you're gonna come. I choke on a laugh. Oh, because I could. Oh, but he won't. Not until he does. Oh, he curses. Louder this time. Oh, God. He thrusts. Faltering, his thrust faltering, erratic and needy. You little fuck. Oh, fuck. And then he breaks. Oh, and I feel it. The stutter in his hips. Oh, the more, oh, the moan torn from his throat. Oh, the way his whole body tenses as he spills inside of me, deep and desperate and undone. Oh, but he doesn't stop. Oh, he fucks me through it. His hands shake as they drag me closer. Oh, his voice is wrecked and reverent. Please, please come for me. And I do. Because he asked for it so nicely. Oh, I come with his name in my mouth. Oh, his breath on my skin, his cock still throbbing inside of me as I clench around him and make him moan again. for breath on the fading sound of his control, scattered all over my thighs. He just collapses on top of me, spent, one hand beside my head and the other dragging down my body like he's trying to understand how I beat him. His voice is quieter now. It's warm and dangerous. "I got you," he whispers. And maybe, but I got him first. And for a moment, I let it linger. His weight, his breath, the way his fingers twitch like they still want more. I'm aching. And then I open my eyes. The room is quiet. The sheets are damp. My breath is still ragged, stuttering against the silence. There's no one here. No voice in my ear, no hands holding me down. Just the ache. Just me. And I don't reach for my phone. I don't check the app. I don't even think about hitting send.